This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news on the rearrest of Youssef Nardarkhani. We've got an update on Pastor Saeed. And in Egypt, the Sharia Constitution is now law.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The wording of the Constitution has ignited a wave of protests. Opponents say it favors Islamists and ignores the rights of women and of Christians, who make up a tenth of the population.
For weeks, protesters have been campaigning with massive street demonstrations that have sometimes turned deadly. Some fear the referendum favors Islamists and doesn't fully protect the rights of women or Christians.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Iranian prison is no place for a Christian pastor to spend Christmas Day, but that's the reality for Youssef Nardarkhani.
Obviously, it's a very symbolic day, Christmas Day being a major holiday for Christians, and Christianity is the biggest threat to Islam, and that's exactly what they want to prevent. And, you know, this pastor, as you mentioned, did almost 3 years of his sentence. They called him back and said, you have 45 days remaining, so he had to turn himself in. Now, who knows what's going to happen now that he's in custody again, and that's the scary part.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And it has been a busy time right through Christmas here at the American Center for Law and Justice at the ACLJ. We've got two breaking stories to report, actually three. One is Youssef Nardarkhani, who was released several months ago after a global effort that we were pleased to participate in at the ACLJ and our European affiliates, the ECLJ. You'll remember Jordan went down to Brazil. We had meetings at the UN. This was a global effort. We got the UN reporters to cover this, the ones that file special reports with the United Nations. Well, Youssef Nardarkhani has been rearrested. This is news that we broke really Christmas Day, because he was picked up on Christmas Day. Jordan has done media since then, obviously, with everything going on. Jordan, let's get the latest on this. First of all, do we know what he's in? The question right now is, why is he been rearrested? And then the administration in Iran is not really being very clear on this.
No, the Iranian news sources have reported that he had 40 days or so remaining on his original sentence. You know, when he was released in September, in the first week of September, he was released with time served for evangelizing Muslims. They dismissed the apostasy charge, the charges that come with the death sentence and some of the more severe charges against him. And they said, you know, the remaining 30 to 45 days on your sentence, you can just serve with probation, post bond. He did that. And of course, that was in September. We're now in late December, and those 30, 45 days have already passed. So everything should have been all right, but this local prison director in Iran, of course, called him up, arrested him on Christmas Day, took him away from the first Christmas he was going to spend with his family in 3 years. So he missed 2009, 2010, and 2011, and said, you've got another 45 days, you've got to do some paperwork, and they're blaming it on his attorney, who, of course, is in jail in Tehran.
Right, and I want to point that out, folks. Mohammed Dotka, who is the attorney for Youssef Nardarkhani, is also in jail serving a 9-year sentence. We're taking your phone calls, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to talk about this pastor. We want to know what you think. What should be done here? What should the administration do for this pastor now rearrested? And what about Pastor Saeed, who is still in jail as well? An American, Iranian descent, but he's an American citizen, and he's in jail. No charges filed, but he sits in a jail in Iran. All of this taking place as Egypt passes a constitution that mandates Sharia, and there's been outrage within Egypt over this. Those that were in favor of the revolution have said this is a huge step backwards. So we've got a lot to cover, folks. We're going to also update you on the HHS mandate. Justice Sotomayor not allowing a stay, which means the Hobby Lobby people that have brought that case up to the Supreme Court are in a very difficult situation. I'll be discussing that on Bill O'Reilly's program tonight. Megyn Kelly will be talking about the situation with Youssef Nardarkhani. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The one bright spot in all of this, no funds have yet been released to Egypt. So we still have that petition and campaign going on, and so far we're successful. Folks, if you haven't signed on to that petition to say, let's not fund the Muslim Brotherhood, do so at ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're in a matching challenge, folks. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this week, we get a matching grant for. So go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255.
It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars, with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now, and if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
The wording of the Constitution has ignited a wave of protests. Opponents say it favors Islamists and ignores the rights of women and of Christians, who make up a tenth of the population.
So we've got the reports coming out of Egypt that the Constitution has passed. Now, we are also reporting, of course, that Youssef Nardakhani has been rearrested. We've got Pastor Saeed in jail in Iran. And now we've got a situation in Egypt, which is a constitution that has passed that not only mandates Sharia, but the most extreme forms of Sharia. Opponents are saying, and I think it's absolutely correct looking at the constitution, that in fact not only does it favor the Islamists, but it's horrible for the Christians. Terrible for the Christians. And ask yourself this, why are we considering sending 20 F-16s and 200 tanks to Egypt run by the Islamic Radical Muslim Brotherhood? I mean, why would we possibly do this? So they can turn the weapons on their own people? Or turn the weapons on Israel? Or use them against us if we ever got into a conflict in the Middle East? It makes absolutely zero sense. But the good news in all of this trouble that we've had the last few days is so far, those funds that have been sent, or those munitions, those weapons, have not been sent, and the money that Egypt has requested, the $1.3 billion, has not been released. So, and remember, our goal was, let's make sure by the end of the year it's not released. So far, we're succeeding there. But folks, we're going to let all the members of Congress that we work with on this know tomorrow where we stand, how many people have signed on to this petition. So I want to encourage you, if you want to make sure your dollars, taxpayer dollars, are not going to fund the Muslim Brotherhood, then you go to aclj.org or call 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org, and sign that petition today. But let me also say this, folks. We're in the last few days of a a matching challenge. We're talking about over $1 million has been pledged. That if we raise that, we get a match. So if we raise $1 million, we get $2 million. It's a phenomenal opportunity for us. We're close. We're not there yet. If you've thought about supporting the ACLJ, let me encourage you, as we get to the end of the year here, do it today. Go to aclj.org, make that online gift. Any amount you give is not only tax deductible. If you donate $20, we get $40. $500, we get $1,000. $50, we get $100. You understand how it works. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, let me ask you this also. We want to take your phone calls on this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got the rearrest of Youssef Nardakhani. We've got an American pastor in prison, Iranian descent, Pastor Saeed, but he's an American citizen. He's in prison. And so far, the reaction out of the State Department, Jordan, has been pretty close to nothing. They said they're aware of the situation. Now we've got Nardakhani's rearrest. Of course, we're dealing with Iran. His lawyer's in jail. This is a really serious and troubling time right now.
Absolutely. I mean, you see another crackdown by Iran now in the Christmas holiday. I mean, on Christmas Day, Youssef Nader Khani hauled back to jail. An American Christian pastor sitting in a jail in Tehran away from his family, his wife and children here, U.S. citizens here in the United States on Christmas without their father, without their husband. A crackdown on Christians specifically and religious freedom. And I think trying to catch us all off guard. You know, this highlights the fact that when you do this kind of work, folks, you can't say, well, it's Christmas Day, so the world is at peace. It's not at peace for many Christians around the world. That's one of the toughest days. It's a day that those who oppose the Christian faith know is very meaningful and know if they act will send a message. And, I think here Iran was sending a message that we will take you from your homes, rip you from your families on Christmas Day, keep an American citizen during the Christmas holiday. And again, we need to hear more from our government, but we also need to hear more from the American people as well, Christians around the world.
All right, folks, so we've got a major petition up on the website right now dealing with these issues. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We're also taking your phone call. Let me ask you this. Why is the Obama administration so silent right now? Is it because of the problems of Benghazi? Is it because the whole Muslim Arab Spring has not worked out very well? Egypt is the perfect example of this. President of the United States was asked if Egypt was an ally. Remember this one, folks? Here's his response.
Would you consider the current Egyptian regime an ally of the United States?
I don't think that we would consider them an ally.
Yeah, well, then, of course, begs the next question. Then why are we even doing business with them? Why are we giving them ammunition? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to go right to the phones. AJ's calling from New York on line one. Hi, AJ. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
AJ, thank you for all your hard work that you do throughout the year.
Thanks.
And I'd like to ask you two questions. My first question is, how does Brazil and, I believe, Spain feel about the rearrest of Nader Khani? And my second question is, doesn't this go against the Islam faith in the Quran, where they call Jesus a prophet and they dedicate a whole book to Mary? Doesn't this prove that that the Quran's a lie?
Well, let me go Jordan first on the question of, and these are a good question about, we know that Brazil played a major role this last time. What is the status there? I know you've been in contact with our affiliates there. What's the story?
It's a situation, and I think it goes back to the timing issue, AJ. It's Christmas holiday. And like most places around the world, a predominantly Christian country like Brazil, the government is, they don't have the fiscal cliff kind of situation, so they're not all rushing back to the capital. And I think Iran did this on purpose. You know, it makes it that much tougher to coordinate those activities.
Jordan, do you think that there's a tie-in between this is something I've thought about, between the arrest, the rearrest of Youssef Nader Khani and the arrest of Saeed? Is there a message being sent there, or are they not that coordinated?
Well, I think, I mean, when it comes down to the Christian movement inside Iran, they're two of the more prominent people. And they were before they were arrested. You know, they're young. They're about the same age. Nader Khani, about 35 years old. Pastor Saeed, 32. Both with two young kids, young wives that they have been separated from. And so similar stories. You know, both could be accused of apostasy. And they both have been accused of apostasy. And so they're not exactly the same. They didn't preach to the exact same churches. But, I mean, when you compare the ages, you compare their families, you see what they've done, the work that they did before, and it's not surprising that we're talking about both of them. Unfortunately, we should not be talking about Pastor Nader Khani at all. Well past any probation period, well past these 30 or 45 days that are being reported in the Farsi news. But this is how Christians in many places around the world are treated. You know, in Nigeria, there were 12 people gunned down on Christmas Eve by Islamist militants. It's a day that's very tough for Christians around the world as they try to come together and worship the birth of their Savior.
Yeah, this is a particularly troubling time. Looking at some of the reports that we get in the morning here, you know, and it goes back to this. This is an interesting report. This is, again, these are not coming out of conservative news sources. Here's one from Reuters. Islamist vigilantes step up threats in Egypt Sinai. And this is what it says. I'm quoting directly from it. An Islamist group in Egypt Sinai Peninsula threatened to launch a crusade. This is the words that Reuters used against drug use and cigarette smoking in lawless desert region on Wednesday, prompting fears about the growing influence of radical groups in post-revolutionary Egypt. Well, here's what's really going on in the Sinai, folks. The Sinai is where the conflict with Israel is going to be. That portion of Israel, the Sinai area. And there's been very good cooperation in the past between Israel and Egypt. That is no longer the case. And the Morsi government, and by the way, Morsi's acknowledging that his constitution isn't perfect, but they're still expecting $1.3 billion from us during all of this process. It's so outrageous. I'm telling you, when it comes to this, we've got to fight back, folks. And we're doing just that. We're taking your phone calls as well, of course, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You've got Saeed in jail in Iran. You got Youssef Nardakhani, a Christian, again, in jail in Iran. You've got Mohammed Daka, their lawyer for Youssef Nardakhani, a Muslim, in jail in Iran. You've got Egypt, now controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. Mr. President, the Arab Spring has not worked out very well. I mean, I think that's the one clear indication here. The Arab Spring has turned into a complete nightmare. And look what's going on in Syria, literally, as we speak. We're taking your calls on all of this at 1-800-684-3110. And, of course, we also got news that in Hobby Lobby, the HHS case, the mandate case, Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor did not issue a stay there. We're going to be talking with some of our lawyers coming up in the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. So, boy, there's a lot to discuss. Jordan, last thing here. I want to play this statement from Lisa Daftari from Fox News. This is number 7, talking about the significance that these arrests took place on Christmas.
Obviously, it's a very symbolic day, Christmas Day being a major holiday for Christians. And Christianity is the biggest threat to Islam, and that's exactly what they want to prevent. And, you know, this past year, as you mentioned, did almost 3 years of his sentence. They called him back and said, you have 45 days remaining, so he had to turn himself in. Now, who knows what's going to happen now that he's in custody again, and that's the scary part.
Christianity is the biggest threat to Islam and the biggest threat to these regimes. It's certainly true for the Coptic Christians in Egypt, and I think it's absolutely true for the Christians in Iran as well. We're taking your phone calls on this. Is this a battle between Islam and Christianity? I mean, we're talking about all the political stuff, but Daftari said it right, I think. This is a battle between Christianity and Islam because Christianity, an evangelical religion, is deemed by the Iranian regime and by the Muslim Brotherhood to be a real threat. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, so far we've stopped that funding going to Egypt right now, and we've not allowed for those weapons to be delivered either. So we've had good news there. But again, we want to keep this momentum up. We've got a petition right now online at aclj.org. Sign that petition if you haven't signed it. Stand with us as we fight against these regimes. We don't want weapons sent over there. You can do that by going to aclj.org and call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And remember, we're in that matching challenge, folks. Any amount you give, we get a matching gift for it. Back with more in a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars, with with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now, and if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.org.
If we threw every Muslim in jail in this country who was out there propagandizing about Muhammad, then we'd have a pretty full prison system, wouldn't we? And I tell you, it's time for you all just to stop it. And you know, I mean, you just let these religions be able to practice their religion. You're the most intolerant religion in the world.
Whoa. Strong words from Bob Beckel, Democratic strategist, co-host of The Five. And I'll tell you something, folks, sends some message, doesn't it? We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll also be talking about the HHS mandate coming up and what that means with the Supreme Court, with the situation with Justice Sotomayor denying the stay request for Hobby Lobby. So you want to call about that as well, 1-800-684-3110. Before we get back to your calls, we've got a lot of calls starting to come in here. Let me encourage you to do this, folks. We're at the end of the year, and this is a very important 3 days for us at the ACLJ. If you enjoy this broadcast, if you appreciate the work of the ACLJ, whether it's here in the United States or literally around the globe, then I want to encourage you today to join with us, to stand with us, and support the work of the ACLJ. You can go to online at aclj.org and make an online gift. And when you make a gift of any amount, not only is it tax deductible, but any amount you donate, we get a matching grant for. So we had some people donate. We're very generous. Donating $100, $500, $50, $5,000. And I say generous no matter what the amount, because I know for a lot of people, any amount is a sacrifice. We appreciate that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Any amount you donate, we get a matching grant for. And again, if you haven't signed that petition, same thing. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going to go right back to the phones. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, Ronald's calling in from Colorado online too. Ronald, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Ronald.
How you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
I have a question for you. Why is this really legal what they're doing? I mean, rearresting a guy?
They've signed international treaties, Jordan. They violate those all the time. The problem is in Iran, there's no rule of law, Ronald. But if you looked at it under international law, are they violating international law by arresting him because you're a Christian? The answer is absolutely yes. Unfortunately, not only is there no rule of law there, but his lawyer's now been incarcerated in the Yusuf Nardakhani matter.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the situation in Iran is different. Of course, it even violates their own law that's on paper. I mean, none of this follows any kind of procedure whatsoever. But it's the abuse of these legal systems, this prison director locally, and we hope and we pray right now that this is a local matter. This is not the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. This is not the national government in Iran, but maybe a local matter. And he comes in, you know, 3 months later and says, oh, you got another 30 to 45 days. It's Christmas Day. Hey, we're going to take you away from your family. Now, he may say, oh, well, I don't, you know, Christmas is not a holiday in Iran, but give me a break. I mean, 3 months later, there is no more 30 or 45 days. I don't know, and this is one theory, that this could be a angry local, you know, prison warden and police officials because they were embarrassed when the court released him and said, you know what, you're holding a guy you can't hold anymore. Even in Iran, the court did that. But they never left this period open 3 months later where they could just rearrest him and say you got another 30 days to fill out paperwork. The best scenario here, a win here is, whatever reason why they wanted him back, if a few days from now he's out and that's okay, I think, you know, let Yusuf get back to his family, because there's always that risk of making it too big of an issue and then it becomes a national issue inside Iran. But we're following it, of course, very carefully. We're talking about it on television. We know everybody around the country, right when they saw the news on Christmas Day, I heard from hundreds of people and right away who were praying for Yusuf, and I think that's very important. Pray for Pastor Saeed as well. And they did that during their Christmas holidays when they were with their family and friends.
Let me read you some headlines. I just want to read you the headlines. Now, remember, the president was hopeful for the Arab Spring. Let me read you some headlines just from today. This is my news package from today. Iran rearrests Pastor Nader Khani on Christmas Day. That's one headline. How about this one? Egypt's contentious Islamist constitution becomes law. How about this one? Islamist vigilantes step up threats in Egypt Sinai. Morsi admits mistakes in drafting Egypt's constitution. Muslim Brotherhood inherits U.S. war gear. Now ask yourself, what are we doing? Why are we even contemplating giving these people weapons and $1.3 billion? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And then the question is Christianity the greatest threat to these Iranian regimes, to the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood, to what's going on in Syria? Is it the Christians that are the greatest threat to these governments? Lisa Daftari from Fox News says so. What do you think about that? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back to the phones we go. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, Jeffrey calling in from California on line one. Jeffrey, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Thank you. It's also, well, you're not mentioning it, what a great threat it is to Jews in Israel.
I'm confused on what you're saying. Christianity is not a threat to Jews in Israel. Christianity is legally practiced in Israel. They actually have one of the greatest. In fact, if you were to ask Christians in Israel, would they rather be under Hamas or under Israeli control? There is no question. And we know this from personal experience, Jordan, because we've represented Palestinian Christians.
Yeah, I had someone tweet, you know, something nasty to me. What about all those Palestinians and la la? And, you know, the truth is we actually got involved in this work. The way we started doing a lot of these Middle East, the Christian persecution there, not just talking about it, but actually working with clients, working with the families directly, whether they're U.S. citizens or Palestinians and Iranians or dual citizens. And we started that work in the West Bank. You know, the first people we helped was a Palestinian family. So, and still helping. You know, these cases, and for all of our supporters out there, they don't end the way cases do in the United States. They continue on for years later, sometimes forever. Because the persecution is consistent. The issues don't go away overnight because of a court or because of a victory. You have to keep fighting them out. You know, if you're going to dedicate to doing that kind of work, you can't just say, well, we won this one and imagine that it won't come back again. You don't want it to, but unfortunately that is part of the experience when dealing with this extreme religious persecution.
All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. If you're listening to us on SiriusXM, you're going to get the full 30 minutes, additional 30 minutes of JSecular Live. If not, go to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. So either SiriusXM or ACLJ.org. Is this Christian conflict in these Middle East countries? Is this what it's all about at the end of the day? I want your opinion on that. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255 if you want to support the work of the ACLJ or sign on to that petition. It's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Also, as I mentioned, we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. We're going to be talking about the HHS mandate as well as some other issues involving the Middle East. You want to get your calls in and talk to us about that. What does this HHS mandate mean with the Supreme Court Justice refusing to issue a stay? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, as we close this broadcast out, I do want to ask you to do us a favor. If you appreciate the work of the ACLJ, we're the last few days of the month here. It's the last few days of the year. This is a very important time for us at the ACLJ. If you would like to support the work of the ACLJ, there's not a better day to do it than right now. Any amount you donate, we get a matching grant for. It's tax deductible, and we sure would appreciate your help. You go to aclj.org or you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. So if you want to support the work of the ACLJ in any amount, we get a match. Someone donated $5,000 the other day. We ineffectively get $10,000. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. I'm encouraging you to support the work of the ACLJ here in the United States and literally around the globe. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Again, go right to the website, ACLJ.org. We're taking your calls when we come back.
And we'll run for...
dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now. And if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Again, we've been talking about the rearrest of Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani. We've got still in prison right now, unfortunately, Pastor Saeed, who's an American citizen. We've got the Islamists in Egypt have put forward their new constitution, and it's been adopted, which is a radical form of Sharia. Those that were in favor of the revolution, many have spoken out against it. You know, I'm going to play this again, and I know that this is tough words. But I think what Bob Beckel from The Five said is absolutely correct, so I'm going to play it again for you. It's number 10, folks. Where's the tolerance in this religion of peace? Take a listen.
If we threw every Muslim in jail in this country who was out there propagandizing about Muhammad, then we'd have a pretty full prison system, wouldn't we? And I tell you, it's time for you all just to stop it. And, you know, I mean, you just let these religions be able to practice their religion. You're the most intolerant religion in the world.
That's Bob Beckel, okay? He's a Democratic consultant, a very good one, but he's a Democratic consultant. Joining me in our media studio right now is David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ and director of our digital advocacy. Jordan, of course, in our studio in Washington. Jordan, let's set the stage again on the Yusuf Nardarkhani matter, and then I want to talk to David about what we're doing through our outreaches to help on this. Set the stage again, exactly what happened on Christmas Day.
Yeah, early on Christmas Day, we were informed here in the United States that Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani was rearrested, taken from his family. It would have been the first Christmas he would have been able to spend with his family in 3 years, his two young children and his wife there, and was taken back to the same jail he was held for those 3 years with the death sentence hanging over his head. The local prison official said that this was because there were remaining days on his initial sentence and his conviction and time served. He was released in September. Say, oh, well, you've time served for some lesser offense of evangelism, basically. Yes, that's a crime worthy of 3 years in jail in Iran. And he got out, I think, 30 to 45 days, somewhere there, early from exactly 3 years. And the court said, you post a bond, it's a probation period, and you move forward. Now, 3 months, so 3.5 months later, the prison officials are saying, well, you've actually got 30 to 45 days more. You didn't do the right paperwork. Your lawyer was pressuring us. I mean, the list goes on.
Lawyer,
and of course, his lawyer is in jail.
Right.
Yeah, in Tehran, in a different prison. So our hope at this point is that this paperwork and whatever, this is some local matter. And that's the hope. But there's always a concern. Anytime you're back in custody in an Iranian jail and you're in custody because of your Christian faith, I mean, that does not spell good things usually, but we hope that this one gets resolved quickly.
All right, so we've got Yusuf Nardarkhani in jail, we've got his lawyer in jail, and then we have Pastor Saeed in prison also. Listen to his wife, Nagme. This is Pastor Saeed's wife, was on with Jordan on Fox News, number 6.
I am worried about his health. He's been sharing in prison that he's been beaten, he's been abused because of his faith, and because he loves even those that are beating him so much, he wants to share him about what he found that changed his life and my life as well. And so we're very worried about his health. And we're praying that we can get him home quick.
That's Pastor Saeed. David French is, again, senior counsel at the ACLJ. He's a captain in the United States Army and judge advocate general, and also heads as director of our digital advocacy. David, let's talk with Jordan. Set the stage here. What are we doing?
Well, we're mobilizing resources internationally across the web, actually. We have been tweeting for Yusuf for some time, and more than 2 million people per day are reached by that. And let's be clear, this makes a difference.
Sure.
The Iranian regime listens to international pressure. It has listened to international pressure before. It will do it again. there is a lot at stake for Iran right now. There are international sanctions that have been imposed. They're wanting to resist the increase of those sanctions. So there's a lot at stake for Iran, and bringing international pressure to bear matters.
Folks, let me tell you something else. Came Christmas Day at the ACLJ, as you can imagine, what we were doing was, of course, celebrating the birth of our Savior, which was a huge thing, and I was pleased to be with a lot of our family and friends. But we were working. But we were working not in jail. Two pastors that we know are in jail, and their families didn't get to see them on Christmas. And this is, we've got to go to work. And we're going to fight back on this, folks, but this is where you come in. We need your help. And there's an easy way for you to do it. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign on to the petitions to stop this funding of Egypt, but also you could support the work of the ACLJ that lets us do exactly what Jordan and David have been talking about. ACLJ.org. Make that online contribution. It's tax deductible and a matching challenge. You can also call it in at 877-989-2255.
It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars, with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now. And if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org.
All right, so we've got two pastors in jail. One is an American citizen. They're both in Iran. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I don't want to hesitate here again to appreciate and encourage your support for our work at the ACLJ. It's the end of the year. We're in a matching challenge campaign. Go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, not only is it tax deductible, but we get a matching gift for it. So ACLJ.org, or you can call at 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I'm going to be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon talking about the rearrest of Youssef Nardarkhani. I will be on O'Reilly tonight talking about the HHS mandate, which we're going to go over with Ed White in just a few moments as well, because we may be quickly at the Supreme Court also. So let's do this. Let's go right to the phone. We've got a lot of people that have been holding Jordan. Let's go right to him.
Yeah, let's go to Matt calling in from Minnesota on line one. Matt, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Matt.
Hey.
Matt, you're on the air.
Say, you know, you talk about, you asked about the Christianity being the threat to Islam. It's call it what it is. It is God's word. It is God's law that is confronting those of the pagan beliefs, those of the unbelievers.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Lisa Daftari for Fox News, I want to play this at the beginning of her bite because she talks about this. She's Jewish, and she brings this point up. Listen to number seven. I'll only play a little bit of it, but it's very important what she says because I think it does put the real threat that the Islamist regimes feel from Christians. The same thing was taking place, by the way, in Iraq.
Obviously, it's a very symbolic day, Christmas Day being a major holiday for Christians. And Christianity is the biggest threat to Islam, and that's exactly what they want to prevent.
So, you know, David, you've served in the Middle East. Christianity in Iraq, for instance, even after the liberation, has been very difficult for Christians in Iraq. They fled.
That's exactly right. I mean, there was a news report over the Christmas holiday that Christianity is vanishing in the Middle East, and it's vanishing because there has been a reform in Islam in recent years to make Islam more radical and more power given to radicals like we're seeing in Egypt. And they do not like competition in the world of ideas. And that is what Pastor Saeed offers, what the underground house church movement, for example, in some of these countries offers is competition for radicalization of their population, and they can't have that. They can't tolerate it.
Yeah.
And it's a campaign of persecution unlike we've seen in modern times.
Jordan, are you sensing right now, I mean, we're David mentioned we're mobilizing our international resources, but this is an unusual situation, this rearrest. And I said this in the first 30 minutes. You've got the rearrest simultaneously, I mean, exact same within days, you've got Saeed's case making national news. All of a sudden, the Pastor Saeed matter goes from not much discussion to national news, and then let's go ahead and rearrest Youssef Nardakhani. It may be coincidental, but boy, on Christmas Day, I don't believe in coincidence either. What's your sense of that?
Yeah, I think, listen, this is a crackdown period. It always has been in Iran, especially over the last few years, and especially in the last couple of years, where the Iranian Revolutionary Guard really taking on a new role in going after Christians. It used to be the religious police was a separate section that was not connected to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. This is, and so they've taken it upon themselves as a task to go after these Christian communities. And, of course, around the Christmas holiday, there are Orthodox churches in Iran that are approved by the government. That there are a few churches left in Iran that you're allowed to go to if you've never been a Muslim and your family's always been a specific Orthodox Christian faith. And those face lots of persecution on their own. So it's not as if these Iranian officials don't know it's Christmas Day. They, as if they don't know that maybe, you know, the U.S. is a bit slower, that a lot of offices are closed, that people, the government is obviously not as active on those days. And you get this kind of news, and though it's shocking at first, in reality, we know this is what it's all about. This is what the fight is like, and they will pull these kind of moves, kind of, I think, in some ways, not just to test the faith of these individuals and to persecute them, but also to test you as well,
right,
to see if you're going to be willing to fight back again and to call for the release of Pastor Nardakhani after you spent months and months doing it the first time and getting him released.
All right, let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Mike calling in from Washington State on line 3. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jay, this is Mike. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
When are these weapons to be delivered to Egypt?
It's supposed to be early January. I think the date was the tentative date's been January 22nd. The additional revenue, which is about $1.3 billion, was supposed to be released already, but there's been a number of moves in Congress to stop that. And those moves have been successful so far, mostly because you, Mike, and people like you are speaking out, and many, many have. So we've got right now a petition up at ACLJ.org that we've been working on. We've been talking with and working with members of the United States Congress to stop this funding. And we're at, this is just online signatures. Just online signatures, 141,000 people have signed on, 141,470, to stop this funding of Egypt. And that, if you add the phone calls to it, we're well over probably 165,000, 170,000 already. It's conceivable that we get to 200,000 by the time the funding's supposed to take place. But so far, we've been able to block the funding. But again, folks, if you haven't signed on to that petition, do it at ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. And David, we're going to keep this petition up through the New Year's here because the funding's in January, but this is an important, we're getting a lot of momentum on this, and so far we've been successful. We've stopped that funding.
Well, that's right, and we're getting a lot of momentum because it is just defies common sense, the idea that we would send top-line fighters, top-line tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood right after they enacted a Sharia-based constitution that oppresses religious minorities, right after they have taken a number of steps that are hostile to Israel, including supporting Hamas in the most recent conflict, including allowing terrorist attacks to take place from their soil and attacking into Israel. This defies common sense. It doesn't make, especially when we have a fiscal cliff approaching. Why are we giving that much to
Jordan,
the Muslims?
Jordan, let's talk about the fiscal cliff for a moment. The fiscal cliff, not fiscal. Fiscal cliff. What's the latest on there? All you're seeing on the news is nothing good. What do you expect to happen, if anything? Do you think a deal will be cut? It will be a temporary deal or anything at all?
I think if there is anything at all, it would be a temporary deal. And I don't think it's looking so good. I mean, I think unlike what we're used to in Washington, where we get a lot of the hype of, you know, we're getting to that date and we're getting to a deadline. And then, again, you know, things kind of come together, at least to save for the most part. So there's not a huge impact on our financial markets. This is one that, I mean, listen, I mean, the House is saying it's up to the Senate. The Senate's saying they want to raise tax on everyone making $200,000, $250,000 more or more a year, which is far from where House Republicans were, even with some of their compromises. So we'll see. I mean, Washington has a tendency to work on some kind of deals to save face at the last moment. But right now, very, very difficult to predict. And many are preparing to actually go over the cliff. And it's tough to predict exactly what that will do to our financial markets. That's what everybody will be watching.
Yeah, we're going to, by the way, let me just tell you kind of a media response of what the ACLJ is doing on a whole host of issues. I'm going to be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon on the Youssef Nardacani matter. I will be on O'Reilly tonight on the HHS mandate. We'll be talking to Ed White, senior counsel for the ACLJ, in the next segment of the broadcast about our case as well as the Hobby Lobby case. We'll give you an update on that. Jordan's going to be on with Shannon Bream on Sunday, so we're hitting the media on this. You'll be getting emails and updates from us during the entire weekend. Work's not stopping, folks. We may well be preparing. I will tell you this. I've already reviewed draft number one of an emergency state of the Supreme Court in the United States on this HHS matter, and I was telling one of my assistant associates in our office in Virginia Beach, it never fails that on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, something significant is going on. That's the nature of our work, and we sure have had it with these two arrests, with Youssef Nardacani being rearrested and Pastor Saeed, still in jail. Let me play you again. This is a statement from Sean Hannity asking Nagme, the wife of Pastor Saeed, why he was in jail this time, because he'd made numerous visits without a problem. Take a listen to number 11.
Obviously, he's gone back and forth here. Had little problems, but not big problems. What happened in this case that was different?
I believe that this time the Revolutionary Guard has been handling Saeed's case, and previously the intelligence police was. And I believe the recent change from the intelligence police to the Revolutionary Guard has changed the way they've been treating Christians and mm-hmm. Christian activities in Iran.
Well, there you have it. I mean, Jordan, is that the step up when you have the Iranian Revolutionary Guard involved?
Yes, that is always a bad news. I mean, things change, and they don't operate under the same kind of code of conduct. Not as if these former religious police were so much better, but these Iranian Revolutionary Guard members basically can do whatever they want. I mean, they are not loyal to the Iranian state, to the president of Iran, but to the Ayatollah himself. You know, they run businesses around the world. They run Hezbollah. They are sophisticated and a multi-billion-dollar empire. And so the U.S. has spent a lot of time tracking down the money. So this is always – this ups the ante when they get involved.
Yeah, and tell me, David, you were just saying something about the – we got only 40 seconds here. We're going to take a break, but go ahead. What's happening in Iraq?
Yeah, the Revolutionary Guard, they're the shock troops of jihad. They attacked our troops in Iraq on numerous occasions. I mean, this is the core of the radicals.
And that's who's picked up Pastor Saeed. So we've got our hands full, folks. Again, if you want to stop this funding, go to ACLJ.org. If you want to support the work of the ACLJ, ACLJ.org. I can't think of a better time to do it. Online giving today. Matching challenge, folks. It's tax deductible. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Easiest way to do it, ACLJ.org. We're going to be back with Ed White and get an update on these HHS mandate cases when we come back from the break.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars, with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now. And if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're switching gears a little bit. Jordan's in our studio in Washington, D.C. David French is with me here in our media center. And Ed White, senior counsel for the ACLJ, has been handling all these HHS mandate cases. We'll be back, is now with us also. I'm going to be on the O'Reilly Factor tonight discussing the HHS cases. There was a major decision that came out of this, and I would say major decision, a denial of a stay that came out of Justice Sotomayor. We've obtained a stay at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. So for our clients in one particular case, the application of the HHS mandate does not burden them because of the stay being granted. But that is not likely for Hobby Lobby. They seem to be having a very difficult situation. Before we get to Ed, let me say this again, folks. We appreciate your support. The ACLJ.org is a great way to make that end-of-the-year gift. It's tax-deductible. We're in a matching challenge. ACLJ.org. Let me go right to Ed. Ed, set the stage here. We're talking about the HHS mandate. Let everybody know what we're really talking about here.
The HHS mandate is requiring most employers, specifically those with more than 50 employees, to cover in their insurance plan abortion-inducing drugs, among other things, regardless of their religious rights or religious beliefs against such abortion pills.
So this is a mandate that an insurance plan is required to have, even if it violates the religious belief or conscience of the employer.
Correct. And that's why not only have for-profit businesses filed lawsuits, but the Catholic Church in America, the various dioceses, have filed lawsuits because this mandate would require the Catholic Church, which is a longstanding view against abortion, to provide employees with abortion-inducing drugs, contraception, sterilization, etc.
All right, so let me ask you this question. So, in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, we were able to obtain a stay pending the appeal, which means it does not get enforced against our client.
Correct.
All right, so now we've got a case at the Seventh Circuit pending right now, and Hobby Lobby, which had a major case also, went up to the Supreme Court on a stay. Let's get everybody familiar with what happened there.
Sure. Hobby Lobby, which is a large employer around the country, it sells, hobby supplies, things like that. They lost at the trial court level. They then went to their appellate court, which would be the Tenth Circuit. Tenth Circuit denied them a stay or an injunction this last week. They then went to the United States Supreme Court to Justice Sotomayor asking for emergency relief so they do not have to violate their conscience come next Tuesday. And yesterday she denied that application. So Hobby Lobby right now, unless they ask another Supreme Court justice to review their case, they are going to have to supply abortion-inducing drugs against their conscience, against their policies, come next Tuesday.
So we're looking at, folks, we've been talking about all these international matters. We're looking at a potential Supreme Court case ourselves coming out of the Seventh Circuit. Jordan, I know that Than has been talking with members of the congressional delegations that have been so opposed to this. What is the sense right now, though? Is there the sense of foreboding that that Obamacare is going to, in fact, be fully implemented? I mean, a lot of the states are saying these state exchanges, they're not going to participate in. They want the federal government to do it. How does that apply?
Certainly there's a lot of hurdles right now for the federal government. I mean, especially if you add in the fiscal cliff. So you've got all these spending cuts, tax hikes, states who aren't who are saying, you want to set this up, federal government, go ahead. Of course, that costs millions of dollars. And That on top of the fact that many have predicted that this will make costs skyrocket, that it'll be much more difficult, and things will get out of control quickly. So there's still a lot of questions left on how this works. Now, will it go into effect? I mean, we're finding things like the HHS mandate, portions of it, but these overall, the big items, those are moving forward as we speak right now. How well they go into effect remains to be seen, and whether or not the system works at all, especially in light of this fiscal situation. I mean, this is all about dollars and cents. I mean, you got to have the money to pay for these things and set these programs up.
All right, look, I've got something for David, and I've got something for Ed White, but let me first go to David. You know, you've worked on a lot of these cases too. I consider this mandate one of the greatest threats to religious liberty that we've seen in our lifetime. We may well be before the Supreme Court of the United States on a stay in the next couple hours. We're going to let people know exactly the status of this through our emails right through the end of the year.
Absolutely. We're going to keep people with up-to-the-minute information.
We've got so much going on right now.
On social media, on Twitter, we're going to have up-to-the-minute information on our website, ACLJ.org. Again, up-to-the-minute information, because we're fighting the Obama administration in the United States on the HHS guidelines. We're also fighting the Iranian regime over Christmas. We are working on Christmas to get information out about what happened to Pastor Youssef. So it will be around-the-clock effort throughout the rest of this year.
All right, Ed, talking about around-the-clock efforts, I know you've been busy writing away. We've got a case pending at the Seventh Circuit. We don't have a decision as of right now, correct? So what is, okay, assuming the Seventh Circuit does not issue the stay, what happens?
If the Seventh Circuit does not issue the stay, then what we would have to do is seek immediate relief from the United States Supreme Court. And how that works for the listeners is that the justices divide up the various courts of appeal. So our court of appeal is the Seventh Circuit. The justice we would be making our application to is Justice Elena Kagan.
Who, in my opinion, by the way, should have recused herself from the beginning of this because she was involved in the case at the outset. But that's besides the point at this point.
That is besides the point. But that's the justice who we have to go to under the rules.
So then after, okay, so what's, let me look at Hobby Lobby's situation with 13,000 employees. What is their next alternative? What do they do next?
Their next alternative would be to go to another justice of their choosing, so they can pick any of the remaining justices and seek relief from that justice.
But, Ed, in all likelihood, what would happen is that justice would then, if the justice was inclined to grant the stay, there's a significant possibility that they would just refer it to the entire court.
Correct. And one of the things that Hobby Lobby had requested was for the court to view their application as a cert petition, which would be then accept our case now, not only because of the impact to our clients, but you have to remember there's 42 federal lawsuits against the federal mandate right now with over 110 plaintiffs. And so the Supreme Court hearing a case, whether it's our case or Hobby Lobby case now, is going to benefit all of those other lawsuits one way or the other and any future lawsuits that will be coming, because these things are going to be coming fast and furious now, no pun intended, as people start realizing that within whatever is their plan renewal date, yeah, they're going now to have to provide abortion-type drugs and other things that go against their conscience or face very significant penalties of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Millions. For Hobby Lobby, it's millions of dollars.
Correct. It comes out to $100 a day per employee. So Hobby Lobby has 13,000 employees.
I mean, you're talking...
That's $1.3 million a day.
A day. So, I mean, folks, the significance of these HHS mandate cases are real. Keep us up to date, Ed. And David said we're going to keep everybody notified by social media and, of course, ACLJ.org. But, folks, if you're not on Twitter, you should be getting the ACLJ feed of Twitter. You should be getting Jordan's feed of Twitter, my feed. You should also be getting be involved on Facebook. We can keep you posted on all this. Ed, thanks for the update. Folks, we're working right now getting ready for another. Like I said, this is very well could go to the Supreme Court of the United States. That's going to do it for our broadcast today. Let me encourage you to do something, folks. We want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. The best way to do that at the end of the year is simply to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can make a matching challenge, a matching gift at ACLJ.org, or you can call us at 877-989-2255. But again, the easiest way is ACLJ.org. Jordan, you're going to be on Shannon Bream's program on Sunday. What's going to be there? Are you going to be covering Nardacani, or will it be both?
Both. you know, we've got both, and we'll be covering both, and Fox News has been leading out and getting these stories out to people, even on Christmas Day. So we'll be talking about both those this weekend.
All right, so we've got Jordan will be on Shannon Bream. I'm going to be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon and O'Reilly tonight, folks, and we'll be getting, Dave will be getting that out on our social media as well. So ACLJ.org, folks, if you've ever thought about supporting the ACLJ, today would be a great day to do it. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
A dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now, and if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.